CBS Sports Radio. Great to be here in for Zach Gelb. I am Bart Winkler. What a treat to spend my Wednesday with you. A Wednesday that has seen a huge transaction in the NFL, sending shockwaves through the league. Mecole Hardman is back on the Chiefs, ladies and gentlemen. Mecole Hardman, who was a Chief and then signed with the Jets and had a cameo, really, on Hard Knocks, where he said, "Hey, it's cool to play with you, Aaron Rodgers." I don't know if he was on the field for one of those four snaps. They've still never yet played together. The Jets are trading Mecole Hardman and a 2025 seventh. Oh, boy. To the Chiefs for a 2025 sixth. This is similar to the trade we saw for Van Jefferson, where it's basically like, just take him and then give us a one round better pick. So you can't just trade for nothing, but that's kind of like what they do. We'll give you a pick, but give us a pick. Oh, okay. So Mecole Hardman is back on the Kansas City Chiefs. I've not yet seen if there's been massive line movement in Vegas upon this news, but one would assume that if you got the Chiefs on a Super Bowl bet, oh, you better have made that prior to 3 o'clock this afternoon, because the money is going to be pouring in for sure. I'm Bart Winkler. Like I said, I want to get, so before I get into, Micah Parsons had some comments today about how people treat the Dallas Cowboys. Let's get a lay of the land here with what I'm walking into. Stu, I'll start with Stu. Stu Kovacs, I don't even know what teams you guys like. Where are you on the Dallas Cowboys? What do you think of them?
So I'm a Raiders fan, so I'm kind of neutral to the Cowboys. I don't hate them. I don't like them. They're just kind of whatever to me, the Cowboys. I think they're a team that's, you know, maybe the fifth best team in the NFC. I don't think they're very good. I think teams like the Seahawks and Lions are probably better than them. So they're kind of a team that'll probably make the playoffs and not do much when they get there.
What about, like, just your overall thought? Like, if we were doing a word association and I showed you their star, would you have a visceral reaction or not, or you don't care about them?
It's kind of neutral. I know a lot of people hate the Cowboys. I don't hate the Cowboys. I'm just not, you know, a Cowboys fan per se.
So that you're a Raiders fan, so you remember Thanksgiving 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm at my in-laws for that game, and my wife does not care about sports. If she did, she wouldn't be my wife. Just like I was never going to marry a sports fan ever. Although, if you know, I love her, so she, whatever. But I was not looking for. I'm not missing that in my life. I don't want to like watch the game with my. Is that a weird take? Also, do people like? Do you want to watch the game with your wife?
Yeah, I mean, I watch a lot of games with my girlfriend. She's a sports fan, so I guess we're a little different in that regard.
Yeah, because I think it's kind of gross, but...
Really?
Well, not that women like sports. I didn't say that.
No, but I just mean like wanting to like watch the games together and wanting them to, you know, be sports fans.
Like if my wife ever came to me and was like, "Hey, did you see Mecole Hardman got traded?" I'd be like, "Oh my God. Hey, Bart, what should I trade? Should I pick up Tyson Bagent in fantasy?" Oh my God. Jeez. All right, so but that Thanksgiving game, we were at the in-laws and the rest of her family is watching Raiders Cowboys just going berserk. Like it was like the fate of the planet was on the line. And my wife's like, "What is happening? Why do you guys care this much?" Her family's Bears fans, I'm a Packer fan. They were because they're like, "We just hate the Cowboys." Like with the level of cheering in this house was ridiculous, and that's the kind of hate that the Cowboys garner, even in 2021 at the time. Mike Samter, what about you, buddy?
I just find the Cowboys entertaining. I mean, like, as a Jets fan, I don't have a visceral feeling towards the Cowboys. There are definitely times where I've hated them. But, like, the Cowboys are entertaining, whether it's Jerry Jones or Jason Garrett or Dak or Micah Parsons, Tony Romo, like, Michael Irvin. The Cowboys are just entertainment. Deion Sanders. So, like, you want to hate them because they get so much publicity, but like they're just fun. And so,
yeah,
you know, like with all the negativity that surrounds the Cowboys, they get all the positivity, right? You think about Aikman doing games and Romo doing games. Deion is doing Deion stuff. You know, Jason Witten got to do Monday Night Football for a year just because he was the Cowboys tight end. So, like, with the good comes the bad. And I just think that whatever the Cowboys do, good or bad, it's more entertaining than what anybody else does.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot about Witten. He was, with all due respect,
awesome on the air. Just absolutely gold.
Yeah. I just found out he's coming on the show later today. He was great. No.
He's actually on hold right now listening to this.
Yeah, he's a big Zach Gelb fan. So Micah Parsons, so I love to hear this out of him. Micah Parsons on his podcast, this is what we do now. He talked about, it's The Edge with Micah Parsons, and he talked about, you know, some of this, like, we got killed basically by the Niners and everybody just dug in. Well, the Eagles just lost to the Jets. So are you gonna treat them the same way? Here's Micah Parsons.
I just don't condone the bashing of Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys and have the same energy for the Eagles. We want the same energy for everybody. Because there's a whole bunch of bashing when it's Dak Prescott, but not the same when it's the Eagles. I got time today. A lot of people said the Browns defense was overhyped. I said the Browns are the real deal. Acho said this, which pissed me off. I'm not worried about the 49ers. They were missing Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel. The Browns were missing Deshaun Watson, Nick Chubb. They were missing them key factors before the game even started. So why is it that we are just scrubs and we're nobodies that don't deserve to be on the field and we're just all talk? But there's 100 excuses for these other teams. If y'all just gonna hate Cowboys Nation, just say y'all hate Cowboys Nation. I'm tired of people trashing my quarterback. I'm tired of people trashing my team. And that's why I had nothing to say to the media this week.
I think a lot of where people don't like the Cowboys is because they are America's team. They got that branding, which came to them in a 1978 NFL Films documentary, which started like their players are on TV more than stars. They are America's team. It wasn't the Cowboys that one day just decided to launch this branding. So a lot of why you don't like the Cowboys, a lot of why people don't, is because you don't like how they've been branded. Which I guess is fine, but again, they didn't come up with that. I'm living in Wisconsin, and trust me, as a Packer fan, oh boy, did we hate the Cowboys. Because I think in 1993 and 1994 and 1995, we went there. We, the Packers, I'm an owner, I can say that. We went there, although I guess I wasn't at the time as a kid. But the Packers went to Dallas and lost every year in the playoffs. Finally, when the Packers won a Super Bowl in 1996, there were several, many, dozens, scores, hundreds of Packer fans who said the following: it's great we won a Super Bowl, but, first of all, never. You win a Super Bowl, that's it. It's great we won a Super Bowl, but it would have been nice if we could have beat Dallas on the way. I mean, Dallas, that's how much they were hated. I think they came to Lambeau then the next year. One of the big three was hurt, and the Packers beat them by like 35, and it was very cathartic for a lot of Packer fans. But even to this day, like, that was in the 1900s, okay? The 1990s, but the 1900s, that was a long time ago. People still hate the Cowboys today with as much passion as they hated some of the 90s Cowboys teams. Now, you're excluded if you're a Giants, Commanders, Eagles fan. I'm not gonna tell you not to hate the Cowboys. They're a rival. Of course, feel free. I'm their division rival. I'm not going to tell you to dislike them in any way, shape, or form, or not to dislike them. But what I'm saying is the amount of hate they get, I'm totally with Micah Parsons here. The amount of hate that they get is, it's at comical levels of dumb. They don't deserve, okay? They don't deserve the amount of hate they get. You know where the Dallas Cowboys have been since 1998? I just mentioned that Joel Embiid and the Sixers haven't made a conference finals, which I think is a big deal with how much we talk about the Sixers and Joel Embiid. The Dallas Cowboys haven't made a conference championship since, I believe, 98. It's been a lot of years, and there's a lot of, like, playoff blemishes. Did Dez catch it? You know, there was a game where they had a big lead on Green Bay, and then Rodgers found Jared Cook on the sideline, and probably there was a game where they, what's the other game I'm thinking? Oh, Tony Romo fumbles an extra point. Why is the starting quarterback in there anyway to fumble the snap? You know, there are a lot of the Dallas Cowboys. I think a lot of us still think of them as big, bad Cowboys tearing through the league, you know, parties, insanity, 90s, Michael Irvin, flashy, Emmitt Smith, you know, Troy Aikman. And they've stayed visible. Those guys have stayed very visible. A lot of the Jimmy Johnson's on TV and Daryl Johnson's on TV. And these guys they're very visible. Emmitt Smith's in commercials. They're still very, very visible. But the Cowboys in the 2000s are they're the villains in Scooby-Doo. They're Wile E. Coyote. They're Tom in Tom and Jerry. Tom is the cat. I did have to double check that. I don't think I ever really knew. I would have guessed that the mouse was Jerry. Tom, cat. I probably would have gone, and Jerry just seems more like mouse-like, but they're the bad guys that always get caught in the end. They always get beat in the end. Yet we still maintain this massive disdain for this team who is, they are entertaining. I think either two or three of the top five broadcasts this year have the Cowboys in them. And that's what it shakes out to be. At the end of the season, you look at the top 25 broadcasts, and a lot of them are going to be Dallas Cowboys National or Dallas Cowboys in that late window on Sunday. Chris Collinsworth, week one of the season, said if we could have the Dallas Cowboys on every week, we would. Even that Sunday night game against San Francisco 2 weeks ago, they got destroyed. And a lot of people continued to watch because they like to see the bad guy lose and get embarrassed that way. And they always lose. And even though I do think they have a good team, and I do get suckered into thinking that, oh, this could be the year they're going to win the Super Bowl. They just don't. They don't. So, yeah, if you're going to, like, judge, to Micah Parsons' point, if you're going to judge how we're viewing and reacting to some of these losses, the Eagles we should be a lot harder on. I know the Jets' defense is good, but Jalen Hurts threw three interceptions. You let Zach Wilson beat you. The Cowboys, they got stomped by the Niners. Okay, well, the Niners are pretty good. And yes, the Niners go lose to the Browns, and then you go, injuries. Well, the Browns had injuries too. Then the Cowboys beat the Chargers on Monday night. Do you understand how different the world be? I mean, I would say there's some butterfly effect possibilities here. If the Cowboys lost to the Chargers, it would just be like, oh my God, it would be on every show. People would be going crazy. Lives would be changed. But they win in a win they fought for. And it's like, ho-hum, let's on to the next thing. So then they don't get the credit that they get. And it's all because we look at them as this big bad when they haven't been the big bad in 30 years. Like, it's been a long time since they've been that kind of like bad guy. So I don't know. It's very odd. It's very weird. I am totally on board with supporting the Cowboys, because in the end, they will find another way to lose. I was talking with Sean Devaney just before, NBA, and I really stand by this. Like, Drew Holiday is a Celtic, and Damian Lillard's a Buck, and somehow the Celtics are better than the Bucks now. But if Damian Lillard was a Celtic and Drew Holiday was still a Buck, the Bucks wouldn't even be in the conversation with Boston. That's how we view it, okay? Look at Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy in Dallas, nobody thinks he's good, okay? If he was the coach of the Denver Broncos, we would have assumed that he'd be fired by now. Oh, Mike McCarthy with that team? Okay. If Sean Payton was the coach of the Dallas Cowboys, they would have been everybody's Super Bowl favorite. Why? I don't know. That's also a Sean Payton PR thing. Sean Payton has excellent PR. Somehow this guy got kicked out of the league for a full year. We never talk about it. He got a puff piece movie made out of him with Kevin James as the lead. He had 3 years in a row we were in 7-9 with Drew Brees. Nobody ever talks about that. The coach, we decide what coaches we like and what coaches. Fun fact, Kyle Shanahan has as many losing seasons as the head coach as winning seasons. Nobody talks about that. We just say he's the greatest coach ever or coaching today. Okay, well, you know, win a Super Bowl maybe. So some of these coaches have a good PR team behind them. Cowboys don't. And the Cowboys have like the most comically like created owner of all time. It's Jerry Jones. The guy thinks so highly of his football knowledge, he's been the GM for 30 years. He rushed to kick Tom Landry out. Then he rushed to kick Jimmy Johnson out. And then he hired who knows who. You know, all these weird guys. The Chan Gailies of the world. The Cowboys, they've not been good for 30 years. And we still look at him like, I mean, this guy does his drafts on a yacht with his kid. What are we afraid of? They get caught every episode. So I'm with Micah Parsons. Totally. Now, on a media standpoint, he did say something about how Micah Parsons did. He did say something about how I didn't talk about this the other day. I wanted to save it for the podcast. That might, I mean, if I'm a beat reporter, I'm like, okay. So we're just totally irrelevant now. We don't exist. You save all the good stuff for your podcast. But if I'm Micah Parsons, well, yeah. Look at me. I bet you download hits today on The Edge with Micah Parsons went up. You know, I'm not trying to sell subscriptions to the Dallas Star. I don't care about that. So interesting from a few points. But overall, the Cowboys are not the big bad that you make them out to be. That ship has long since sailed. And this coming from a Packer fan who grew up just hating this team. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. I'm Bart Winkler, in for Zach Gelb, CBS Sports Radio. CBS Sports Radio, I'm Bart Winkler, in for Zach Gelb. Micah Parsons, Cowboys linebacker, had some comments. Clapping back is what we say it. Critics of the Cowboys saying, why are you guys always piling on us when there's other teams to pile on? The Eagles lost to the Jets. The Niners lost to the Browns, essentially both getting a free pass. We lost to the Niners, who you all think is elite, and you want to tear our franchise apart. What I'm saying is, as someone who is growing up as a Packers fan hating the Cowboys, I don't feel like that anymore. First of all, they do always find a way to lose. And I think that they've had enough talent where at some point they probably should have won, but they don't. I just think that if you hate the Cowboys, it's been like 25 years since they've actually given you a reason to hate them. Maybe you hated them in the 60s. Maybe you hated them in the 70s. Maybe the 80s or 90s. What I'm telling everybody is it is time to move on until they give you a reason to hate them again. And right now they haven't. And frankly, the league's better when they're good. Like, you guys all hate the, like, okay, you guys being the collective sports you. Who do we hate? We hate Duke. We hate the Lakers. We hate the Yankees. We hate the Cowboys. But isn't the sports that they play in better when they're good? It is. And then they lose. It stinks when Duke loses in the first round of the tournament, because then they can't lose in the second or the third. It stinks when the Yankees don't make the playoffs, because then they can't lose in the playoffs. That's what we should want. 855-212-4227. Let's get out to Chris. Chris is in Texas. Hey, Chris.
How's it going?
What's up?
Well, hope the Cowboys.
Hey, they're on a one-game winning streak.
Yeah, they need to keep it together. Make a long streak.
How do you feel that everybody hates your team?
They're a bunch of jealous jerks because of the success, even though we haven't been to the Super Bowl in years, the success we've had all through the years, there a lot of teams are jealous of that.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is there are full-grown adults with master's degrees and and the dream home and kids that have never been alive. Like, if you're 25, you could have a pretty successful life. No, 26, 27, 28, there are full-grown adults who have never seen the Dallas Cowboys win a Super Bowl in their lifetime, and then they still hate them because of things that happened in the 90s? Makes no sense.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, but I mean, I've been a Cowboys fan since I was pretty much since I was born, because I grew up on Roger Staubach and Tom Landry and those guys. So I'm okay with them being America's team, even when we lose.
So how do you feel about?
There are a lot of fans too.
Yeah, yeah. How do you feel about your current? How do you feel about the 2023 chances?
Well, if the defense shows up for every game, we probably got a good shot.
Yeah. Do you like Mike McCarthy?
Yeah, he's all right. I mean, he did get a Super Bowl for your Packers.
He did.
And I hated that Super Bowl because the two teams in it.
Oh, us in Pittsburgh? Yeah, that makes sense.
I despise the Steelers, and my parents remember the Ice Bowl. So they hated the Packers ever since.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, Chris. Well, have a good season. Thanks for the call. It's Chris in Texas, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. Big Dave is in Kentucky. Hey, Big Dave.
Hey, man. As a lifelong Cowboys fan, it should be people like me that are the ones hating on the Cowboys for 25 years of being the most underachieving franchise in the history of professional sports.
Well, are they going to turn it around soon or what?
No. I'm not going to turn it around. The fish stinks from the head down. It's Jerry Jones. I mean, he undermines the authority of the coaching staff. The only reason Mike McCarthy's there is because he's a yes man. No, we're not going to turn it around. Dak's not that dude. No, we're not going to turn it around. Not under the current regime. It's not going to happen. I have zero confidence in this team.
Well, that's a bummer. 855-2, thanks for the call. 855-212-4227. Yeah, they've not won a Super Bowl since 95. They've made the playoffs a bunch. 96, lose to the Panthers. 98, lose to the Cardinals. That game I vaguely, like, not vaguely, like, somehow strongly remember. Lost to the Vikings the year after that. The Panthers they lost. I remember all these games. Lost to the Seahawks, that was Romo. Lost to the Giants. Vikings again. Packers, Rams, Niners. Divisional round last year, but they've still yet to make a conference championship, the Cowboys, since the year they won the Super Bowl in 1995. And yet we're coming at Dallas with this vitriol like they won the Super Bowl. Like, the way we treat the Cowboys is the way we act like they're the Patriots. And then the Chiefs is what we're acting like. We're acting like they've had that kind of success, similar to what the Patriots did for so long, and then what the Chiefs did for so what the Chiefs are doing now. But they just, again, what I'm saying about Dallas is they're fun to hate, and it's great to hate them because they will lose. Okay? They will lose. They are the bad guys in Scooby-Doo. They are Tom and Jerry. They are Wile E. Coyote. Yeah, you might. They are Elmer Fudd. You might one up Bugs Bunny. I'm sorry, all my references go back to even before the Cowboys were good. But that's where we're at. They did beat the Chargers. Okay, that was a decently impressive win. They do have the week off this week. By the way, I am pro Charger fan lady. Okay, I mean, at what point? And I know there was video, right, that she also was cheering for the Vikings at one point. I mean, it's okay to like multiple teams. It is. Maybe not the same level, but it is okay to root for another team. I never thought that she was a paid actor. I never thought that the NFL would never stoop to that. But what does that tell you about the Chargers that we would think that that would be a realistic possibility? Where not only would they pay a woman to be a fan, but then pay her to act crazy and then get the TV cameras to show her. I heard her say she does get shown on the Jumbotron a lot, but this was her first time actually on TV. I think what it does show is that the Chargers move to Los Angeles goes down as one of the bigger mistakes in terms of moving a franchise. And that was all, like, if you are going to move a franchise, and I think we try to be more preventative of it nowadays than we were in the past. You know, hockey, I still don't know which Winnipeg Jets is what. I don't. Hockey's a weak spot for me, so I don't know who's where and coming and going. Apparently, the Atlanta Thrashers might come back. I didn't know they're gone. I don't know. I don't know. I suck at hockey. But the L.A. Chargers, being the L.A. Chargers, you know, sometimes people will. So I would do this show with a guy, and he would still call the Marquette Golden Eagles the Marquette Warriors. That's what the college basketball team used to be called in the 70s when they won, 80s, 90s. So people might refer to the L.A. Chargers as the San Diego Chargers, like, facetiously, but it's not. It's still, we have, our brains have not yet processed that they are a Los Angeles team. And they share the stadium with another L.A. team, and they moved at around the same time to play in this new stadium. But what both of those teams do, and the Raiders too, the Raiders moving to Vegas is a mistake. Less of a mistake because Raider Nation is bigger. I mean, if there's a Cowboys Nation, there's a Raiders Nation. The Cowboys could move anywhere and they could fill a stadium, really. And the Raiders, I thought, were kind of the same way until you see these games in Vegas, and Vegas is the worst spot to move a team to. Like, even if the A's move there, you're not going to get 20,000 people in a basketball arena, 35 in a baseball stadium, 60 in a football stadium, rooting passionately for your team. If you play in Vegas, you will never have home field advantage. Because having a team in Vegas, it's for visiting fans, you knock off two trips in one. I've always wanted to get to Vegas. It's been a while since I've been to Vegas. I want to go see the Browns play. Yeah, I haven't been to a Browns road game in a while. It'd be fun to take a trip and go see the Browns. Look at the schedule. Browns play the Raiders. We could go to Vegas. And then suddenly it's orange everywhere. That happened a couple of weeks ago. It happens every week. And look at the Rams, especially when they play the Niners. Flooded with Niners fans. That Charger game, de facto Cowboys home game. I mean, those two L.A. teams and Vegas, they all moved around similar times, basically just into areas for tourists, really. There are no diehard L.A. Chargers fans. And when there are, you think that they're paid actors. Because that's how ridiculous it is. 855-212-4227. I'm Bart Winkler, and for Zach Gelb, let's get another update. Rich Ackerman. Oh, yeah. That caller's from Milwaukee. Hey, so am I. I'm Bart Winkler, in for Zach Gelb today. Talking some Dallas Cowboys. Micah Parsons was talking some Dallas Cowboys, as in, stop talking about my Dallas Cowboys this way. Basically, you're trashing us, bring the same energy for everybody else. Whole bunch of bashing when it's Dak, but not the same when it's the Eagles. And so what I'm saying is, a lot of you don't like the Cowboys because of things they did 30-plus years ago. And I'm saying, like, no, they're lovable. They're fun. They're dysfunctional. They never win. I don't have that hate towards them as I might have used to back in the day. Yet they're covered as if they're perennially the bad guy that's winning. But really what they are is they're Wile E. Coyote. They're constantly running into rocks that have a painted tunnel on them. And the rest of the league has been Bugs Bunny and the gang. 855-212-4227. Let's get to a bunch of you guys. Let's get to Mike. What's up, Mike?
Not much. How you doing, Bart?
I'm good. You're a Cowboy fan?
I sure am, sir. And I wanted to add a couple comments real quick. And I know you got a lot of people to get to. But
First of all, I want to say I agree with you on your last comments about the Cowboys traveling well. I grew up in Arizona, so all you had on TV to watch then, they didn't have an Arizona Cardinals team. You only had the Oakland Raiders and the Dallas Cowboys. I chose the Dallas Cowboys. So they anywhere you go in the West, you're going to find a ton of Cowboy fans. On the East, you're going to find them too. I think maybe a little less, but not as much. I live in Kentucky now. So I agree with what you were saying there. And then I wanted to add to the two callers previous to this, the one that he said he wasn't really for sure they had to get their act together. The other guy, he basically said he had no faith in them. Well, there's hope for our Cowboys here. Dak Prescott was free to play the way he looked. He looked like he did the first two seasons he came into the NFL. He was running out of the pocket. He was throwing passes on the run. He could see the field down there. They have a great defense. It's a little less without Diggs, but they still have a good defense. I think they need another receiver to help them out, another solid star receiver for Dak. But Mike McCarthy, this is his first year without Kellen Moore. You know, Kellen, and he outdid Kellen Moore.
Oh, dude, they showed Kellen Moore on TV more than Taylor Swift's been shown all season. My goodness. They wouldn't stop showing him the other night.
Yes, and one more thing I want to add about that is they put the numbers up. Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, or maybe it was Scott Van Pelt afterwards, I can't remember. They put the numbers up in comparing Kellen Moore and Mike McCarthy on third downs and all this other stuff. Mike McCarthy was better. He was better than what Kellen Moore had done. I mean, it's all on Mike McCarthy's shoulders this year. So, you know, we shouldn't crucify him yet. Let's wait and play the season out and see how this goes. It might get better as it goes. So
well,
that's my thoughts on it.
Enjoy the season. Mike, thanks for the call. Yeah, there are a lot of Cowboy fans out West. I would say, and I'd have to take a look and really come up and study, but if you were to ask me off the top of my head, what was the biggest, we're only signing this guy to sell tickets move of all time? I think it's when Emmitt Smith went to the Cowboys in 03 and 04. Now, his second year there, he almost had 1,000 yards. He had 9 touchdowns. So he was still a contributor, but they signed him solely to appease any Cowboy fan in the area and hope that some would travel. That was 100% a let's sell tickets move. 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Bill, who is in Pittsburgh. What's up, Bill? Bill, I'm coming to Pittsburgh next month to watch the Packers.
Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I'm from Lynchburg. I'm from Virginia.
Oh, same thing. I don't know. I don't know what's over there.
No, it's all good. But I was just talking about, I think most people dislike the Cowboys because of the fans. A lot of them are... Every year, I don't know how they are where you live, but where I live, every year it's, hey, we the best. We're going to beat everybody. They beat 2 or 3 good teams, and they blow up, and they think they're going to go to the Super Bowl, and they never show up. And it's the same thing every year, and I think they get tired of the fans talking so much about how good they are when they can never produce.
Now, I have been defending, like, the Cowboys against the hatred, and thanks for the call. I have not said anything about the fan base. So if you have issues with the fan base, I think that might be a different monster. For instance, as a Packers fan, I don't really have any problem with the Bears. I mean, George Halas helped fight to keep the Packers alive in the 20s and 30s and 40s. But Bears fans, oh my gosh, they are a weird breed. I'll tell you, when I did go to a Dallas Packers game, I like to travel. I like to get out. It's my one trip a year. Family vacations. No. I go to the Packer game. This guy in front of me he turned around and started saying, hey, we're better than the Packers. 5 Super Bowls. And I said, okay, yes, you have 5 Super Bowls. The Packers have 4 Super Bowls. So you're better than us. But then I said, but the Packers, before Super Bowls, they still played for titles. The Packers have 13 world championships, counting the Super Bowls. He said, those don't count. We have 5 Super Bowls. I said, well, yeah, but if you're talking, I mean, 13 is better than 5. We were basically arguing math, and he wanted to come to fisticuffs. And it's like, Where am I? What is this? So that's the most premier interaction I've had of late with a Cowboy fan. Anthony is in Myrtle Beach. Anthony, what's up?
What's going on, Bert?
Hey, man.
I agree exactly with dude from Lynchburg. I forgot his name, but it was Michael. I agree with him 100%. I don't particularly care for a couple of handfuls of teams out there. I'm an AFC guy, and to touch base with the woman, it's okay. She's rooting for an NFC and an AFC team. I get it. I do the same thing. I got a number one in AFC. I got a number two that's in an NFC. So I understand her scenario. Do I think she's fake? No. But for Dallas fans, they are completely obnoxious. And they are annoying. And Mike hit it right on the head. And I hope that was his name, where they
The last caller was Bill, to clear up everything. We talked to Mike and then Bill, yes.
I'm sorry, Bill in Lynchburg, not Pittsburgh. But
yes.
He was absolutely right. Like, their fan base is horrible. They are very arrogant. And there's nothing more confidence when you cross that line and become arrogant and you're all up in my face. And like the one guy you had a couple of calls ago talking about, we're jealous. Jealous of what? There's nothing to be jealous about. Like, I don't understand the cojones that a lot of these Cowboy fans have. It's like they think they're the best thing in the world since sliced bread. They make it easy to not like their fan base. So it kind of snowballs and overflows into not caring for the team, because when they lose, you can then go back to that loud mouth that wants to become a pugilist, like you said, turn the fisticuffs and throw it in their face. Like, you were talking all that trash, but y'all did nothing.
Yeah, I just don't know why I went to a football game and got in a fight about math.
Well, that's because of different issues. You know how that is. It's well, thanks for the shirt you were wearing.
Yeah, it was. Thanks for the call. And I had the Packer eyeliner on, and I had the cheese head on, and I had the Packer socks. I had it all. Let's get out to Adrian, who's in Maryland. What's up, Adrian?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I think you hit it 100% on the nose with Micah. Micah's just saying, give everybody the love and give them all the hate when they lose. Give them all the love when they win. It seems like the media is just they're focused on the Cowboys. If San Francisco pulled out that game last week against Cleveland Browns, they would have said, oh, they pulled it out. It was a great win. But Dallas, they beat the Chargers, and they beat them up about beating the Chargers because they didn't beat the Chargers by enough points because they pulled out a game. Like I told somebody else on another station, I said, winning in the NFL is hard. It's very hard. So you take every win and you move on. You can't just pick each team by you know, like the Cowboys, you say, oh, they didn't win by enough. Or when they do lose, they lost to a bad team. Just like I live in Maryland. I'm in the D.C. area. I'm in the Commanders. And I got Commanders fans. They lost to the Bears, which you're a Bears fan. You're a Packers fan. You know how bad the Bears are. They didn't care that they lost to the Bears. All they cared is that we lost to San Francisco. And I was like, you guys got to get a clue. Come on. You know, just because we lose, you can't overshadow or deflect the loss that you had to the Bears game.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Thanks for the call, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. Really, like, the Cowboys, where this all kind of comes back to, is they are a brand that got tacked on with America's Team, and some people don't like that, and they think that we're all in our face. And I think that that's what you're annoyed by, but the Cowboys themselves haven't done anything. Like, they're on TV six times a year because we fall into it. I'll tell you, you know what? There's one guy responsible for a lot of the hate. And it might sound stupid at first, but I believe it. Is Skip Bayless. So I think when you're listening to anybody and we're talking sports, you know, I think it's nice to know, like, who do they like? You know, for so long in sports media, everyone pretended that they just wanted to see good games. And then finally someone was like, no, I I like the Bills. I mean, they're my team. Oh, okay, good. You have a team. Like, you got into sports not just because you like results and numbers. You like results and numbers for the teams you care about. And Skip Bayless has been so passionate about the Cowboys, and then they lose these high-profile games. So, really, I think we're more like happy to see a guy we collectively think we don't like suffer more than it's like, because what do you do? What do you do a lot when a team loses and you know who their fan? A lot of times when the Boston Celtics lose, I don't like the Boston Celtics. First thing I do, I go online and I see what Bill Simmons said, because I'm like reveling in his pain. What's the first thing you do when the Cowboys lose? You go see what video Skip made his wife tape of him walking to the garbage to fake throw out a jersey he's already fake thrown out before. So that doesn't help. It's certainly when you have high profile fans in that kind of situation. Like if you're not a Swiftie, if you're anti-Taylor, well, suddenly you're very anti-Chiefs. Taylor gets too much attention. If that's what you thought 2 months ago, you do not like the Chiefs. No. 855-212-4227. Want to talk some more NFL. Why are so many coaches so bad at this? I don't know. I need help. CBS Sports Radio.